This morning I want us to look at the way the disciples and the first followers of Jesus felt immediately after Jesus' death, and then how they felt immediately after his resurrection. And to help us to do this, I have two quizzes. The first will show us the feelings after the crucifixion, and the second quiz, the feelings after Jesus' resurrection. So, the first quiz, and once you give the correct answer, which is just a one-word answer unless I say otherwise, Tom will put it up on the screen. Something naughty children get into. Denny. Trouble. Correct. I hope you don't get into trouble. A word describing a situation where there seems to be no future. Have I missed someone's hand? Oh, yes. Hopeless. Correct. Another word for scared. Leah. That's correct, but it's not the one I'm looking for. Catherine. Frightened. That's it. Yes, frightened. Another word for puzzled. Denny. Confused. Correct. It means we are sad or in tears, or that something has been spilt. Catherine. Upset. Correct. Another word for scared and frightened. Denny. Pardon me? Sorry, I didn't catch that. Nervous. No, that's right, but it's not the word I was wanting. Leah. Feared. That's right, but not the word I was wanting. Deborah. Petrified. Again, it's correct, but it's not the word I was wanting. This is quite a simple word. Afraid. That's right, Rosemary. Afraid. Yes. We are this when we have a mark left by a physical or emotional injury. Yes, in the middle. Scarred. Yes, correct. Very good. A word meaning having lost heart or enthusiasm. Leah. Having lost heart or enthusiasm. Catherine. Sorry, I can't hear you. You're close to it, but not that one. In the middle. Discouraged. Again, you're close to it. You've both got the first three letters right, but it's something else I'm looking for. Rosemary. you've again got the first three letters right, but it's not that. Lost heart or lost enthusiasm? The first three letters are right. First three letters are right. Tom. Dispirited, thank you, yes. We may feel this after a physical or emotional blow. In the centre. Stunned, correct, yes, stunned. Two words meaning that we are totally abandoned. Two words that mean we're totally abandoned. Yes, Leah. You're very close, but not quite. The second word is correct. Denny? No. Catherine? All alone, that's correct, yes. Finally, a word meaning that we've lost a game or been thrashed by someone. Correct, Deborah, beaten, yes. So these words describe how those first disciples and followers of Jesus felt after the crucifixion of Jesus. They felt hopeless and dispirited, frightened and afraid, beaten and scarred. Jesus had died. Their dreams were over. And then, of course, came the miracle of Easter, the glory of the resurrection, and the great change in those disciples. And I've got a second quiz for you, which shows us the feelings of those followers of Jesus after the resurrection of Jesus. And once again, the answers, unless I say, are one word. Jesus told Nicodemus that we need to be this if we would be Christians. That's two words, Marion, but you're on the right track. Catherine. Well, that's correct, but not the word I was looking for. Marion was on the right track. Reborn, yes, reborn. And if you want to read the story, it's John chapter 3. A word meaning to be sure of yourself or without doubts. Yes, in the centre. Confident, correct. Another word for happy or overjoyed. Denny. Ecstatic. Well, that's correct, but not the word I was looking for. Another word for happy or overjoyed. Delighted, correct, Deborah. A word meaning confident, guaranteed, or in no doubt. Yes, in the centre. Assured, yes, very good. Another word for sure. Well, that's right, Rosemary, but it's not the word I was looking for. Another word for sure. Certain, correct, Don. Yes, certain. A word meaning enthused or brilliant. A word meaning enthused or brilliant. Catherine. Well, that's correct, yes, but it wasn't the word I'm looking for. You'll find out at the end why I'm looking for certain words. Any other guesses? Another word meaning enthused or brilliant? Sonia. Grace. Great. Nope. Tom. Inspired, correct, yes. Another word for brave, daring, or courageous. Another word for brave, daring, or courageous. Rosemary. Well, that's correct, but it's not the word I'm looking for. The word I'm looking for has 8 letters. And it ends in less. Something less. Fearless, correct, Marion, yes. This means promising or optimistic. Promising or optimistic. And it's got 7 letters. And it's something full. Hopeful, correct, Sylvia. Another word for amazed or astonished. Leah. Well, that's correct, but it's not what I'm looking for. Catherine. Stunned. You're fairly close to it, but it's not that. Another word for amazed or astonished. And it begins with AST. Yes. Surprised. No. Yes. Astounded. Yes. Astounded. A word meaning positive, optimistic, or looking on the bright side. 6. It begins with up. Up something. Upbeat, yes. 2 words meaning prepared or ready to go. All set, yes, very good. Well, you can see that 1 set of words has been replaced with another set of words with a completely different meaning. And this is what happened to those first disciples. After the resurrection of Jesus, they were astounded, delighted, and hopeful. Their faith had been reborn, and they were upbeat. this is what happened to those first disciples after the resurrection of Jesus. And the good news, of course, is that we too can have a similar positive feeling. For all those who respond to Christ, who believe in him risen from the dead, we too can enjoy those same feelings, that Easter transformation. And thank you to you all for your help with that quiz, which in parts, yes, it was difficult.